Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Mental Space with Sean Garvey. News Talk 1380 WAOK. WAOK.com and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Sean Garvey in the studio live with you on tonight's show. And tonight's topic is married black women and mental health. Last week's show, we had a panel of 4 black men married, happily married. I got to put emphasis on happily, happily married. And they discussed their journey on being a loving husband, loving father, and how they were able to manage their mental health while they are married. So we decided to do something different tonight in this 2-part series on marriage and mental health. Tonight, it is the wives' turn. It's the wives' turn to talk about managing their own mental health while married. Before we go any further, I did say we was going to hold off on a breathing exercise, but we need to breathe. We need to breathe, especially Simone. We need to breathe. We're going to do this quick breathing exercise. So everybody in the studio and everybody listening to me on the Odyssey app and on News and Talk 1380 WLK, let's do this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, of course, we do that every week on the Mental Space to help you manage your mental health. You know, you're stressed out from the hustle and bustle, kids getting on your nerves. Sometimes your husband may get on your nerves. Your wife may get on your nerves. But let's talk about it on tonight's show. Marriage and mental health. How is that working for you? 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. Joining with us on the Mental Space, ladies and gentlemen, we have a married woman in the studio who's been married for about 18 years. Mm-hmm. 18 years. Let's pull this mic up to you. I want everybody at home and everybody listening to us worldwide to give it up for Jay, ladies and gentlemen. Jay.
Hi. Yes, I'm Jay, honey. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. 18 years of marriage.
Yes. 2005. Been together since 2002.
Been yes. together since 2002.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So that, yeah, we've been married since we were dating for 3 years, and we've been married since 2005. And that's amazing because I'm obviously 25. So I don't, obviously, I'm only 25 years old. So
that's, obviously, yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
Wow. That's congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You, thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Also, joining with me on this conversation, on this discussion on black married women and mental health. Me and her go way back to our earlier days in radio broadcasting, and I consider her a good friend. She's been in media. She's an entrepreneur, and she too is married. Married with a son, married with kids, or just a son?
Yes. Well, good evening.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You know that familiar voice. Mo Davis in the studio.
What's going on? So, yeah, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. And I am married with 2 children.
2 children. Okay.
A son who is in the studio with me. Shout out to Ray. And then also a daughter who is 6. So he's 17 and she's 6. So, yeah, I started all the way over.
Nice. Now, going back to you, Jay, do you have kids?
Yes. 3, okay. 3 together. So their ages are 15, 13, and 10.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so Jay got 3 kids. Mo, you married with 3 kids.
Yes.
Mo is married with 2 kids. Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I brought you ladies in the studio, and thank you so much, ladies, for coming, especially you, Mo Davis. It's good to reunite with you. You know, we've done radio together a few times.
And it feels so good reunited. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. Hey, Simone don't even need to play the music. When we go back into these segments, just crack open that mic and just start singing. That, well, yeah, but I wanted to bring you in the studio, you know, just to follow up to our male panel we had last week on marriage and mental health. And I feel like in our community, Jay and Mo Davis, we don't talk much about marriage and mental health because it takes a lot. It takes a lot to maintain a marriage. You know, we live in a world today right now where people are skeptical. You have a community of people, men and women, that are skeptical about taking that next step, taking that next leap to getting married. So I want to ask you, because we're getting ready to hit a break, but I want to go to you first, Jay.
Okay.
You all been married. You've been together since 2002. I'm sorry, yeah. 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Married in 2005. Okay. Okay. So give us the origin to the love story. How did you all meet?
Okay, well... Believe it or not, you can find love in the club. We met in the club.
Ooh. We need to play that song coming back, Simone.
Really?
Yeah. Love in the club, yes. But it was a little different because it was on New Year's Eve. So, you know, like I said, we met in the club. Of course, when you meet somebody in the club, it's not all fairy tale. Mm. But, you know, we built from that.
Okay.
You know, like I said, we dated for 3 years, and I wanted to be... sure. You know, you just want to be sure. I don't really believe in rushing into things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people rush into things, which can be a problem to your mental health. we wanted to take time and get to know each other and also become good friends. And so that dating period was really good for that. Mm. And so, you know, we gave it plenty of time. We also shacked. You know, some people don't like to shack up. I think we were dating maybe a year and a half before we got a place together. So we can also learn each other. So we can learn, like, you know, our living habits. Mm. Are like, you know, you got to see people when they look rough, when they wake up the first thing in the morning or see how they, you know, how they maintain their house or
maintain their hygiene.
Yes.
How they keep up with the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that was a big part of our story also. And, you know, those things that we needed to feel out and make sure that we were sure that, you know, we wanted to do this on the long term forever.
Yeah.
In a married sense and status. And so. 3 years was good enough because I do believe that you should get to know the person, but I don't believe that you should be dating forever. I don't think that you should be a girlfriend or boyfriend for long term.
Ooh.
But that's just my personal.
Because we know some people that have been dating forever, right?
Forever,
but those
ever.
Are some people that don't believe in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that, I got to show my love to somebody by a certificate,
by a piece of paper.
Right. You know, we'll get into that. And I want to get into Mo Davis's story in just a few moments when we come back from the break. 404-892-2703. All of my happily ever after married women, y'all call in. Y'all call in and give me a testimony. Share a testimony with us here in the studio. Let us know about your journey to managing your mental health while you are married, or you may be going through it right now. Let's go ahead and open the phone lines up. 404-892-2703. You may be going through it right now. You may be like, you know what? I don't think this marriage isn't working. We want to hear from you ladies, you know, on both sides. We got two married women in the building, Jay and Mo Davis in the studio, Sean Garvey. It is the Mental Space right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. So I guess we're doing Simone's choice early. That is Rashida, ATL's own Rashida, Make You Wanna Marry Me. And I asked the question offline, what is it that's going to make me want to marry you? What is it? I mean, I can only guess what Rashida was alluding to in that song. I can only guess. But, you know, this is a family show and it's mental health. So it's not that kind of show. We're going to save it on the podcast, the Be Brave Morning Show podcast. 404-892-2703 is News and Talk 1380 WLK. If you're just now joining with us, we have our special guest, Jay and Mo Davis, two African-American married women, one with three kids, married, happily married, I should say. We want to use the word emphasis. We want to emphasize happily. Happily married women in the studio, Jay and, of course, Mo Davis, happily married with two kids. And speaking of Mo Davis, go ahead and share your story. Let's go all the way back in time to how things got started. How did you and your husband meet?
Wow. So we met the exact opposite of how Jay met hers.
It wasn't in the club.
It was, well, you know what? In terms of kind of sort of close, like we were in the studio. But okay. We weren't in the club, but as far as like just the length of time, we met each other. I mean, 6 months later, we were engaged. So we both knew what we wanted. And now 7 years later, you know, we're still here.
Aww.
So come on, somebody. I need some snaps for that. Okay.
Hey, man. Hey,
all right,
hey.
Thank you. Shout out to my husband, Rashad Davis, by the way. Hey, boo.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You know, and let me say this. I follow Mo Davis, right? And I see pictures of you and your husband on social media like most of the time, right? And you all look like a great power couple.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because I'm assuming y'all do things together on a business, entrepreneurial level.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do business together. You know, he has a digital marketing firm. He manages communities for a lot of the celebrities and course creators that everybody loves. He's the one behind the scenes managing the communities. And I am the VP of operations at T86 Marketing. That's the name of the company. Mm. And so, yeah, we work together every day at home.
I love it.
In the office. And then we work together as parents, too. Mm. You know, we together a lot, you know. So, you know, this is a good, definitely a great topic, a great conversational, you know, topic in terms of just people who are desiring to be entrepreneurs with their husbands and, you know, wanting to juggle that because it's a lot. It is not easy, okay?
Well, speaking of which, talk about it. But it's not easy. What are the hard parts?
Well, first of all, you know, you're there with that person every single day. Okay, so we wake up. There's like not necessarily a lot of break. Well, we did get an office location, so he does go into the office, but all of our employees are remote. So it's still like he just goes into the office and then he comes back and, you know, we're still, again, together all the time. And so it's really like that whole boundaries thing, understanding the boundaries. Like right now, there's certain times that we can't talk about business. Okay, I'm off the clock. I'm not talking about that. I want you to take me on a date. I'm not talking about what invoice was sent. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about anything that is work-related. And so we have to kind of like learn how to split that time up because being an entrepreneur is not really a clock that you can clock out. Because if one of your employees don't show up, you got to manage it. You got to take care of everything. So really it's just the juggling act, boundaries, all of those things are really tough. And, you know, you can love someone and be with them 24/7 and they, you know, it's still a lot. I love you, boo, but it's still a lot, you know. So I just think it's that part of it, being able to have boundaries and designate time for business and designate time for loving and designate time for family.
What kind of, I guess, either triggers or things, because when you mention the hard parts are, you know, there are times where you don't want to talk about business. You want your husband to take you out on a date, you know, date night, and do all the things that couples and husbands and wives do like that. But what kind of emotional attributes come into space?
Ooh, there's a lot of emotional things that come into that space. I'll tell you, the first part is competitiveness. For me, because I'm competitive by nature. When my husband's business was doing like really good and mine was not so much, I was like, wait a minute. You know, he's like, well, I can't. I'm busy. I got this. Oh, you that busy? You know,
because
you start to feel a certain type of way because, you know, you both are putting in the same energy. But then when my business started going up and his was a little bit slow, I was like, oh, I feel bad. You know, so it's just that competitive nature definitely comes up. I will say just the feeling of, you know, that's the, to me, the biggest emotion I can think. Now, it's not even really an emotion. It's more of me describing, you know, my thought process. But as far as emotionally, I don't know. Jay, you can chime in. You have any experience with that?
Well, I would say, like you mentioned, it is hard to be with someone on a all-the-time basis. I just remember, like, during COVID, how the first time that we had to all be at home all together at the same time, 24/7, it really can wear down on you. Even though you love people and you enjoy being with them, mm-hmm. it's just you need a break.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as you mentioned in, like, you know, the mental aspect of the show and even what we're saying, like, that is something that even as a married woman, we have to keep in mind that we need our time too.
Me time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, like, even though, you know, you do want to cater to your husband and your children, your family, and have the family time and family life, I definitely believe that it is a very big part of my happiness to have my own life, to have my own hobbies, my own, like, personal things that I like to do that I enjoy. And it just makes me a happier person, which makes me a better wife, mother, and just person all around. Because I'm not completely absorbed in just that one family aspect, which is a good aspect to be in.
Yeah.
But you still need to have your own and your own identity, your own self, your own enjoyment, your own just personal me time, like you mentioned. So, yeah, that is a very huge part of an emotional part that I think a lot of women don't really mention as far as marriage and being
exactly
the self-care, the self-care
and redefining part. Self-care too. Yes. Jay, it's like everybody's like, oh, you need to go self-care. Okay, well, go get a manicure, go get a honey. That is not my self-care.
Right.
Okay, sometimes my self-care is going after another. You know, educational aspect of what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I'm doing that for me, okay?
Right.
Which
right.
I'm doing right now, you know? So going after educational things, getting in a training program, that's still self-care.
Yes.
Me just driving around, I could go not one place, but I'm in the car by myself and mm-hmm. I don't have anybody saying, Mommy, Mommy, oh. Mommy, stop, Mommy this, you know? So it's like, self-care is really, we have to really redefine what that looks like
mm-hmm.
because it's not always, you know, you're just sitting somewhere right. meditating, receiving a spa treatment. It's just so many different facets, and it depends on the person and what their needs
Absolutely.
Are. You know, because I'm in a place, you know, of our home. Our home is always very chill, very mellow, very quiet. So I feel like I'm always in a peaceful place.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just like, I need me time. I need something mm-hmm. for me. Whatever that looks like, it could be me going to a loud concert. That's still me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that. Let's put a bookmark in that, right? And because we're up against a break. But when we come back, we do have a listener on the line who is married, by the way, married with 3 kids. And she's going to come on and share her testimonial story. But I want to say this going into the break. I hear people in the single life, the singles that end up getting into the relationships before they get married, and they say, I want to be around this person all the time. I want to be with this person every day, 24/7. And then once you get into it, once the relationship go further and you get into the marriage, you be like, no, I can't stand this. I don't want to be around this person 24/7. I'm like, that's not what you said when you was dating or when you was in a relationship. So we're going to talk about all that and more. All my married couples, especially my black married women, y'all call in. Tonight is your night. 404-892-2703. The Mental Space, Sean Garvey, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Hi, this is Joyce Tell. You listening to The Quiet Storm. it is News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. No, this is not The Quiet Storm. But shout outs to Joyce Tell, who always does it well. Y'all make sure y'all check out The Quiet Storm with Joyce Littell on our sister station, V103, at 10 p.m. tonight. The Quiet Storm with Miss Joyce Littell and the great R&B music playlist. Just like our very own Simone that's doing the music playlist this evening that coincides with tonight's topic on Black married women and mental health. We want to hear from you, 404-892-2703. And I believe we still have, we're going to go to the phone line, Simone. We're going to talk to Robin, Robin out of Fayetteville. Robin, you're live on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How's everyone doing this evening?
Good.
We're good. We're good.
Doing good, Robin.
All right.
Now,
I understand you are married with three kids.
Yes. So just a little bit about me. I've been married for 25 years. It'll be 25 years this year.
Let's give a hand clap.
Yes. And I have three kids. One just graduated college. I have another one. She'll be a senior in college starting next year, and then I have a high schooler. So after him, we will be an empty nester, and I'm waiting for that.
That's the day that most adult couples wait for or are anticipating for, right? Okay. So we're talking about Black married women and mental health. And during those 25 years of you and your husband being together, how were you able to manage your mental health while being married?
Well, you know, my main thing with our marriage is talking and communication is the number one key for us, because a lot of times before when we were not doing communicating as well, things may happen, and I'll take something or he'll take something that I said, and it was meant one way, but was taken a different way. Mm-hmm. But once we start communicating and understanding how each other, was taking what was said, we were able to move forward and compromise on things and just keep the relationship stress free, because not communicating and taking things the wrong way causes a lot of stress. But being able to talk things out, I think, is very important in a relationship. It has, helped us in our 25 years of marriage.
Communication and compromise. Okay. The two big C's. Mm-hmm. Wow. Do any of you want to respond to that, Jay or Ms. Mo Davis?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree that communication is huge, and especially when someone is saying something that you don't understand or you don't see it from their side point, that can lead to humongous arguments, disagreements, fallouts, and everything else. So I think a big part of a happy marriage is communication, and yourself in the other person's shoes sometimes. Sometimes I have to step back and look at from his standpoint. Mm. So, yeah, absolutely.
And also learning to, Jay.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yes, so learning the cues of the different forms of communication. So we're talking about verbal communication, there's body language. So one of the things with me, and I don't know if Robin ever experienced it yet. She's been in the game for years. But one of the things that I have a pet peeve about is like when I'm speaking to him about something important, and in the earlier years of our marriage, he wouldn't necessarily he'll be like multitasking, And so it's funny because I didn't know that I did it, but I didn't like it done to me. So when I'm talking to him, and he's like, yep, I got you, and I'm like.
Oh, that made you feel some type of way, right?
And he didn't do anything wrong necessarily, but that I don't like that type of communication. When I'm saying something important or that's really urgent on my heart, I want your eye contact.
The full attention.
I want your full to be present with me, honey. So, listen, I birthed your kid. Basically, I think that understanding your communication language, almost like a love language, understanding your love language, understanding your communication language. And so now he doesn't do that. Now he makes sure he looks at me. I make sure I try my best to look at him as well. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I just make sure that I understand tone. It can. I'm a very animated person when I'm speaking, and so sometimes I'm like this, but I'm
hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not mad. I'm just like really passionate about it, right? But he doesn't like that. And he's like, okay, just need you to calm down a little bit. And I'm like, I didn't even yell. Did I yell? I don't think I yelled. But it's just learning communication styles, you know, learning what that looks like for your partner.
Yeah.
Right. And that's funny that you said that, because it was opposite. I was like that. And he would communicate to me. So, yes, it is very important. And it makes a big difference. It really does when you mm-hmm. sit back and like she said, put yourself in someone else's shoes or your spouse's shoes and be like, okay, I get it now.
Right.
And, you know, mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, 25 years in the game, Robin, before we let you go, what advice can you give to newly married couples or the people that are currently engaged? What advice do you want to give to them? I mean, 25 years.
Like I said, one, make sure, you know, you're communicating, putting yourself in the other person's shoes, talk about your goals, you know, support each other on each other's goals, and, you know, never leave an argument unresolved. Always talk about it. Talk it out, you know, and, you know, and keep God in your life. Keep God in your life.
That's important.
Amen. Now,
yes,
that's important. Yeah. What they say, the family that prays together stay together.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Robin, and we want to wish you an extra 25 more years, and another 25 more years, and add another 25 more years.
Thank you.
That
I appreciate it. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robin.
You. Thanks, Robin.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We want to hear from our happily married women. Call in 404-892-2703. There was something that you said, Mo Davis, before we went into our break. You said that, just to quarterback, you said that we do want our husbands around, maybe just not in the same room together. I want you upstairs. I want to be upstairs. You be downstairs.
Not all the time, but it's when you're working with them and you're managing the children, you're managing the household, you're managing the business, all of that in one, and y'all in the same room for the whole day.
Yes.
That's a lot. So it's just like, you know, and it's so funny because sometimes when he has his times, he's like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs and work, and I stay in the office upstairs, and I'm like, I'm coming down there with you.
Aww.
Right here? Okay. I'm like, I'm coming down there with you. He's like, no, you can stay up. You know, so we both have our times. Yeah. we both have our times where it's just space. You know, it's just, you know, when you are not around your husband, you miss him. You know, so it's creating that time to be able to miss your loved one.
All right. We're going into the second hour. This conversation is about to get heavier. Because now we need to talk to the single people out there, especially the single women. And me and Jay was talking about it offline. And there's a lot of shows that are out there that are triggering me. Mm. Yeah. And it's like, I said to Jay, well, I may have said this to you, Jay. I may have said this to the other person. But I feel like you got shows in society that are keeping single people single. Mm. Whether it's what we see on the media, whether it's who we hang around with, who we get our advice from. It's people out here that are keeping people single. What's going on? And this is why I say, man, don't nobody want to get married no more. They just want to stay single. If you hear that grunt in the background, we do have a married man in the studio. Actually, he was one of the panelists from last week's show. We decided to bring him in so he can hear all of what he's hearing thus far and add his two cents in from a married husband's perspective. So I want to get your take on the conversation we had offline, Jay, as from you, Mo Davis, and our other special guests, in which I will reintroduce when we come back from the break. 404-892-2703. We're talking about black married women and mental health. Sean Garvey, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Now, see, these are the kind of songs that'll make you want to get married. Mm-hmm. Am I lying? Am I lying? Am I telling the truth? I mean, these are the songs that make you just want to get on one knee and pull out that ring. Say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the second hour of the Mental Space, in which we talk about all things considered mental health in our community. Sean Garvey, still with my panel of guests, happily married women of color, of course. Jay in the studio along with Mo Davis. And we are now joined by my partner in crime from the Beat Break Morning Show podcast. He was on last week's show, in which we were talking about black married men and mental health, but he decided to come into the studio and drop his two cents and also hear from the ladies as well. We have the one and only DJ Rollum in the studio. What's going on, DJ Rollum?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good. You see how Simone is hanging on the brother? She didn't give you no applause. I mean, did it have to do with Baltimore? Because I said something about Baltimore online.
Hey, B-More is up in here, so hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. I'm glad to be here.
You're taking all this in. You're taking all this information and this assessment.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel so far?
I feel great because a lot of the stuff that we discussed last week is being repeated from the woman's perspective. So it's not like it's a clang dang, you know, like a woman always want to cling on a man to make sure that he's doing this and doing that. They're not saying that. You know, we said what we said last week, and they're saying just the opposite in a woman's perspective. So that's what I love hearing and whatnot. So it's not like a ball and chain going on right now. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and if you listen to the episode that we did on black married men and mental health, all you got to do is go to WAOK.com. The interview and the entire episode is up there now. It's on the website, WAOK.com. And you can also go to SeanGarveyOnline.com. Don't go there right now. Stay here. So we want you to listen to what the married women have to say. 404-892-2703. Now let's talk to the single women, Jay and Mo Davis. We gotta have a hard conversation with the single women out here. The dating scene. We of course touched a little bit on it last week, DJ Rollum. And I don't know. Is it me? I think my mind is playing tricks on me, Mo Davis and Jay. What? Because it seems like a lot of the women that I come in contact, I'm coming across, and women, all the women that are listening right now, don't get offended, don't get in your feelings when I'm about to say this, but it seems like I'm coming across a lot of women that don't want to get married these days. They want to live their best life. Mm. They're okay with being single. What's going on with that? I want to go over to you, Jay, first and foremost, because we talked about this offline.
Right.
And you mentioned something to the effect of we are in a pro-single era.
Right. Yes. It seems like in society right now, it just seems like it's cool to be single. Like, it's not cool to be married. Like, it's just like it's being projected like, you know, the single, successful, business orientated. She's fabulous. She has all the fashion. She has all the she goes out every night and drinks cocktails and just lives this fabulous life. And like you said, living her best life, but it doesn't include a husband. Oh, like it doesn't include being married. Like that's not your best life. Like that can be your best life also. But the way that it's portrayed in society right now, it's the cool thing to do is to live that fabulous single life. They make it so provocative.
But where do you think it came from, though? I kind of alluded to it earlier. You know, the media, what we've seen, being around certain people, your girlfriends or your homeboys.
Absolutely. Yeah, I also do think, like you said, it's the media and entertainment. As you mentioned, some of the shows now, it really features a lot of single women, and it didn't used to be like that. For you know, black shows used to feature families, and you would very rarely
family
see
sitcoms. Yeah.
Yes, you would very rarely see a single show, except for Living Single, of course, and Girlfriends and things of that nature. But it used to be based around the black family. And now most of the popular shows that everybody aspires to be like is the single girl shows.
Man, let's name them. Let's name them. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's see. Insecure. I mean, you know, let's see. Harlem.
She got married. Yes.
Well, I mean, of course. She did get married. We were talking about the first few seasons of Insecure You know what I'm saying? The first few seasons.
It didn't chronicle her marriage. It chronicled her being single.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you had Insecure, you have Harlem, which you know, and I talked about this too offline, that it triggered me. Like the first episodes, the season one and season two of Harlem, it triggered me because it was a lot of things that reminded me of my past relationship from 2018 to 2020. But we can go all the way further back, though, to, let's say, the Golden Girls. I mean, they were non-black.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, they were also senior citizens.
They were senior citizens, but what happened to that whole thing of growing old? Growing old with somebody.
Okay, well, their mates may have passed by that age, but and I think that they still dated, and I mean, I think that's a little bit, it seems like that's a little bit of a different demographic than
I know, but I mean, I just thought I'd point that out there you know, because that show came on way before the shows that we just named, like, you know, Living Single,
and that
Girlfriends
might have sparked the whole influence to be the single girlfriend type of show.
Yes, because I grew up on 70s, 80s, 90s sitcom, right? You know, from Good Times, The Jeffersons, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, those shows, Family Matters, those shows that, even The Cosby Show, how can I leave that out? The Cosby Show, like, The Cosby Show was the epitome.
Goat. The GOAT.
Was the epitome of what a black family household should look like. Fast forward to now, you don't have a lot of shows like that on TV, but the shows that we talked about. Oh, let's not forget. Sorry, Tyler Perry. Sisters.
Okay. Sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a couple of them. Run the World, I think, is another one. That's on BT.
So Mo, let's go over to you, Mo Davis. Can we point the finger at these shows that we just named for mentally keeping women single? You know, because to me, this is kind of to some extent a mental health issue.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good to correlate the two. So I just think it is the wave of the world. You know, there's ups and downs and there's trends and there's fads and all of this stuff. Right now, the trend is, you know, being single, being powerful, et cetera. But also, I think it's really good for them to see healthy, like you mentioned, The Cosby Show, and I don't know if you mentioned any other shows that were filled with marriage, but it's healthy for them to see people to see healthy marriages, you know. And I think around them, and you know, even just in my experience, you see people in very toxic relationships, toxic marriages.
Ooh.
And so you see that toxic marriage and you like, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm going, you know, this and the third, not knowing that God's design for you is to be with a partner. His design was for you to match with someone. When he created the world, he created it in that type of manner. And so, you know, it goes back to the blueprint of what you believe. You know, if you believe that who God is and he created life in that way, then you understand the sanctity, you understand the commitment, understand the benefits. Listen, when you come together, you multiply and you prosper. My credit.
He's listening right now.
My credit is great because of my husband. Okay, I didn't have that growing up. I came from a single family home, a single mother raising multiple kids. College Park. Okay,
Southside.
Come on now. And so, you know, God be rolled to be more specific.
Hey, hello. Hey, man.
Don't let the cute hat fool you. Okay. Wow. Okay. But real talk, you know, that's what we see. You know, when I was growing up, the truth, I'm talking about hardcore truth, being 100% real. When I was growing up, I saw young ladies that were strippers, and I wanted to be a stripper. I wanted to be a girl who was paid, dealing with a dope boy, doing hot girl stuff. Like, I was a hot girl summer before there was hot girl summer, okay?
Woo, because
that's what I wanted, because
whoa.
That's what I saw that's as what you powerful. Saw. That was what I saw as beautiful, and that was my experience. My mom was a powerful woman.
Hold that thought. Let's put a bookmark in that.
Bookmark it.
404-892-2703. I see you, Todd. We're going to come to you in just a few moments. We're going to pick back up on what Mo just said right after the break. It's the Mental Space. Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WOK. All right. You can't go wrong without a little bit of Anthony Hamilton in your life. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WOK. Man, you got to be in the studio with us to check out this offline conversations that we are having. Like I said, we got to save it on the Beat Break Morning Show podcast. I'm telling y'all, this is, I'm taking it all in. Man, 404-892-2703. We still have our guests, Jay and Mo Davis, two happily married women in the studio. Jay married with three kids, Mo Davis married with two kids, and we also have our brother from another mother, DJ Rollum, in the studio, newly married, by the way.
Yes.
You are about to come across your, go up against, I should say, your 1-year anniversary.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
But people has been telling us for several years that we already was married. Between us is that we actually living together. So we did it like that.
Yep. All right. Now, that's what I'm talking about. 404-892-2703. We forgot to mention, too, once again, going back to our offline conversations, you know, shout out to the people that are commenting on all of our social media handles. We forgot to mention shows like Being Mary Jane.
Yes.
Yes. As one of the shows that promote the single black woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Waiting to Exhale, another movie that.
Oh, my goodness.
Made marriage look crazy.
Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But, you know, that is some people's reality. We get that, and we understand that, you know, some people are single and they do enjoy their single life. But, you know, we need the balance. We need to see the happily married families and couples. And it seems like in society, in addition to movies and TV, it's also in music. Like, you know, you mentioned the Hot Girl Summer and some of the other women rappers that's out now. Megan Thee Stallion, she's a big advocate of living her life out there with multiple people. And, you know, they make songs about it. But then also on the flip side, we got Cardi B, who's happily married now.
Now.
happily married now, but in the music videos, though, it just show. It's a different story, because I feel like at times people of influence, they send mixed messages to people. Like, okay, one minute, off the air, off mic or off screen, you're married to this guy. You all have this nice house. You are living this fabulous life as the quote unquote the power celebrity couple. Right. But in your music videos, in your rap videos, and even in some of your songs, they say another thing, though. So how do we separate the fantasy from the reality when it comes to marriage? Especially when you have a lot of people that are going through, you know, different forms of trauma, right? Different forms of trauma, depression. whether they came out of a, and I hate to keep using the word that everybody else has been using, toxic relationships, toxic marriages and stuff. And they see all of this stuff in music videos and even on social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do we, I guess that's a question. Let me pose that question to DJ Rollum, you know, married man himself. How do we decipher or differentiate the fantasy from the reality?
Well, you got to understand what fantasy is. Fantasy is what people may dream. As in dream, like looking at where do they see themselves at in that fantasy? Did he want to be like that particular fantasy? As you ladies were saying earlier about the family-oriented shows growing up, you know, especially in our ages, we looked at Cosby Show as the main focus of having, like, I want to have be a doctor and have a wife as a lawyer and kids that's going to get on your nerves. You know, that's going to happen. You, regardless if you're happy or not, you're going to have kids get on your nerves. That's number one. But as in having a career-based type of marriage, you know, just trying to grow. And you were just saying about your career, growing with your business. What, that's more, to me, needs to be going on as a fantasy instead of looking at that I can't even get the words because I'm trying to keep it clean.
No.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to keep it clean. And it's just that those reality shows to me is I mean, I understand everybody's trying to make a buck, but what's the cost of it? Yeah. I'm trying to make that buck. That's my thing on that.
Yeah. Mo Davis, what we got? We see the comments. Let's go into the comment section. Yes. What are the people saying?
The people are just on here. They're saying they love the conversation. Mm. One thing that I keep hearing is, man, I'm enjoying this conversation. Thank you for being so transparent. Mm. You know, that's the key there. And sometimes people don't really receive that. Like I said, what's popular is, I'm not on my mic. What's popular? There we go. I'm just going to put it all the way up there. What's popular right now is what the hot girls, the Megan, yes, the Stallions, the being powerful, independent, and all of that stuff. And nothing, let me just be clear here, because I was that girl at one time, just being an independent woman by default. It's not, I didn't choose that life, but I didn't find anyone worthy. Come on, somebody. Right. I didn't find anyone worthy. So it's a twofold situation. People have to get it together. People have to audit themselves. People have to look in the mirror and see, okay, what am I doing this for? And am I marriage material? Am I someone who is loyal? Am I committed? Am I someone who can submit? Listen, I don't want nobody up in my DM talking about submit. Submission is not blindly submitting. You don't submit to a fool. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about submitting to a man who is a man of integrity, a man of valor. For me, it's a man of God. You know, so there's so many different reasons why young ladies will say, I don't want a man because this, that, and the third. But truthfully, they're just not ready at times. Not everybody. They're just not ready. Some are just not ready to step up to the plate and be that woman. And then the men, they're not ready as well. So I just think it's just you're going to continue to run into this cycle, this pattern, until they see more and you talk about it more. And no one, you know, like we mentioned, he mentioned too, some different family-oriented shows. But, like, you don't see those shows as much anymore. Mm-mm. You know, yeah. I still have to go to reruns with my daughter and watch Family. We watch it on HBO Max. We watch The Cosby Show. We watch all some just older shows, all of this convoluted messages and secret messages and just things that try to get your children's mind all messed up. And anyway, the point I'm making, if we see it more, if they hear it more, and people start standing up for it more, it will be received better. You know, that's just I just think that's the basis of everything. They just got to see it. Just like anybody else, you got to see it to believe it.
404-892-2703 is the telephone number. Let's go over to Todd, who's been holding. Todd, what's up?
Sean, Mo, Jay. Mo and Jay, y'all are two people to root for in life. I like the way you're talking about your marriage.
Thank you.
You have a good friendship with your man.
Absolutely.
And roll them. Hey, man.
Hey.
So I'm a, I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, not the first part, but the second part. Sean's Wednesday night broadcast has become part of my Wednesday night over the last few weeks. So I make a point to participate in the healthy broadcast. But then I go watch Sisters, so I'm kind of conflicted.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to stop you from watching Sisters now. If you want to watch Sisters, go for it. I'm just saying.
But you see the conflict. You're healthy-minded, well-structured broadcast. Yeah. And then I go, I don't miss that mess at 9 o'clock, man. I catch Sisters. But moving forward. Oh, I started talking.
Let's do this. Simone is going to hold you over. We're going to come to you when we come back from the break. 404-892-2703. Ooh, this conversation is getting good. Black married women and mental health. Let's talk about it. And we're going to also give the floor back to you ladies to give single women advice. Is there still hope out there for people that do want to get married? And I also want to ask the question that I asked the gentleman from last week's show. Is divorce an option? DJ Roland, don't start. from the women's end, we want to know, is divorce an option? So wait to answer that question before the end of the show. 404-892-2703. We're at the bottom of the hour. It's the Mental Space, Sean Garvey. We will be back with more with Todd and the rest of the panel right here on News and Talk 1380 WLK. Okay, so listen. Listen, News and Talk 1380 WLK, the Mental Space. This is Simone's choice, by the way. I think it's the second Simone's choice of the evening.
Third.
So this is Independent by Bootsy, Lil Webby. And so my thing is this. Okay, we were talking about offline that everybody is just not meant to be in a marriage. Everybody's not meant to be in a relationship. If you are in that mindset, because everything is all mental, you hear me say that all the time on the Mental Space. If you're in that mindset that is all about you, is all about your independence, is all about you, then you don't need to be in a relationship, nor you don't need to be marriage minded. Marriage is not for everybody. It just ain't. It's just not. Stay independent. Okay. Simone, I'm not going to put you on blast like that, Simone. But stay independent. Stay independent. Do not make other people waste time. Don't waste your time. We got what time is it coming up in just a few moments. But, don't waste your time on people that are not on the same page as you. You know, I've been in those situations, in those places before where it seemed like you want to be with me. It seems like you want me to court you, and the intention of us getting involved in a serious, exclusive relationship that could potentially one day turn into a marriage. But if your mindset is not there with me, I can't do anything about it but go the other way. You know, I wish you the best, but remain independent. Stay independent. Live your best life. You know, devote all the time in social media. Spend more time on social media. Don't spend time working on trying to build something with me. Because I see it all the time. Roland, you can agree. You know, mm-hmm. I see it all the time. You put more time in social media than you do in your relationships.
Right.
Stay independent. Have a blast. Okay? But I hope you do find a therapist, though. I got to put a butt in there.
Right.
Yeah, this is the Mental Space where we talk about all things considered mental health in our community. I do hope that you find a therapist and you talk to one. Or a counselor or a life coach. Yeah. Yep. I do hope that.
I don't do this normally.
Oh, now someone want to get on the mic. We got you, Todd. Stay tuned. Go ahead.
So you're saying that if someone wants to be independent, they need to go seek a therapist?
I said I hope that you go seek a therapist.
Because I want to be independent?
Well, being independent is a choice, right? And so going to go see a therapist or a life coach or a counselor is going to help you be honest with yourself and determine, okay, is this something that you really, really want to do? Do you really, really want to be independent? You could be telling yourself, okay, I want to be independent.
I want to live in a house.
You want to live in a house?
Yeah, so I got to make
money.
You know,
a house is a two income.
No, Houses are two income.
Yeah. A house is a two income.
I got a house.
How big is it?
Well, it's a condo.
It's a condo.
It's a condo.
No, we okay. Count condos don't count.
Why they don't count?
We're talking about a house. We're talking about a two.
Let me jump in here. Think condos do count.
Thank you.
Condos
thank you.
Count.
But
thank you. It's a mortgage. It's an HOA. Don't do that.
You got a butt.
from a person that rents. Don't
rent
do that.
Or own.
I own. Don't do that.
Okay, you own a condo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're gonna give her points for that. We give her some points.
All right, we giving you some points for being on your own and having a condo
and happy
mm-hmm. and being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
as long as you understand that.
Yeah, but I mean, cool. You being independent. What I'm saying is, marriage is just not for everyone. If you're not in the mindset of wanting to be married, then cool. Just don't put it on somebody else that is looking for not the same thing, but is looking for marriage. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Ty, come on.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ty, I was going to say, Ty got to come in.
3,600 square feet, multiple incomes, but all mine, a house mm-hmm. paid in full. No, it's not just, it doesn't have to be two people. It could be one.
Mm-hmm.
So I call because this is what sparked my attention. As y'all were talking about the reduction of marriage, the appeal of marriage in the country, often marriage in this country is driven by two things. One, a government license, which requires much less of you to obtain and maintain than a 15-year-old who has to get a temporary driver's license, which means they have to have somebody with them in order to drive. There's more required of a 15-year-old to do that than if somebody gets a marriage license and maintains it. The government won't even take your marriage license from you. They'll ask you if you want to take it by through divorce. And two, religious motivations, which a lot of people are quasi in their religious pursuits. So having said that, maybe it's right that marriage is not as appealing, but there are multiple people, millions of people in this country that are living together as teams, monogamous relationships that are not married. So you're saying marriage, but are you recognizing that loving monogamous relationships are existing on a very high level in this country that just don't have a license attached to it?
And what's wrong with the license? Nothing against what you believe. Just question. My curiosity had to come in here and jump in. What's wrong with the license, though?
I don't have an opinion on whether a license is right or wrong. I'm just acknowledging something. This should be acknowledged on air. A marriage license requires less, much less than what we require 15-year-olds to obtain and maintain in a temporary driver's license, which means they have to drive with somebody in the car. Mm-hmm. The government you can conduct yourself completely recklessly.
Mm.
Or completely lovingly and correctly in a marriage license, and the government's not going to get involved.
Yeah.
It's not the license doesn't mean that much, is what I'm saying. But there are a lot of monogamous loving friendships, so monogamy is very popular, but marriage not so much.
Hmm. Well, I think that's definitely a good point. I love the point about it not taking much to get a marriage license. I'm an advocate for premarital counseling. I'm an advocate for people to make sure that they're counseling and connecting with connecting with someone, a therapist, a counselor, a marriage therapist, something prior to just jumping in and, going into a relationship. So that's where the mental health has to come in. If it was up to me, of course, yeah, everyone, it would be mandatory before you go to the marriage license courthouse to get some type of mental health counseling or premarital counseling together.
Why?
Well, I think it's important because a lot of times when you have a mediator there, they can ask the right questions, questions that you don't.
No, I mean, why is it applies to the responsibilities of the license? If the license doesn't require you to be correct in your agreement prior to the marriage, they won't. The government's not going to come for your license like they would come for a 15-year-old or an adult that has a driver's license that acts recklessly. Why go to marriage counseling just for the purpose of the government marriage license?
Well, not for the purpose. That's not my purpose. My purpose of going through premarital counseling is for longevity, for me to know what I'm about to get into.
You promote monogamy.
I promote marriage, yeah.
You promote loving, healthy monogamy.
I promote marriage by under God. That's what I promote. I promote marriage. See, I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe that God said what he said in the word of God, that says a man that finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So I do believe that that's my belief. I don't knock what you believe, but that's my belief. My faith is what drives me. My covenant with my husband is what keeps me. I submit myself under my husband daily, and we have beautiful things together, beautiful children, beautiful businesses, and beautiful just life. And I believe that is because we centered God into our marriage. We centered him and we put him first. So, you know, kudos to what you believe. And
I haven't said what I believed. I'm just stating some facts. But go ahead, I'm listening.
Wait, Todd, we got to let you go. We're coming up on a break, but hey, Todd, let me tell you and Simone this. Let me come stay with you. with the way things inflation is, rent is going to always go up. Mortgage is going to go up. Let me come stay with y'all.
I know.
Let me help y'all out with y'all big houses and everything. Go ahead and rent out a room for me. Let me rent out. Rent out a room for me. As long as it is bigger than the place that I'm staying in right now, go ahead and rent it out to me. I'm just saying. You gonna let me rent out a room in your condo, Simone? Oh, okay, all right. She giving me the finger. Not that kind of finger, but she giving me the finger.
She giving me the wrap it up.
Wrap it up finger.
Give me the wrap it up.
We're gonna have more on this panel. The Mental Space. Sean Garvey. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. All right, so I am gonna read out some information to you all. Denzel Washington and his wife, 39 years of marriage, going on 40.
Wow.
Denzel Washington and his wife, Parletta, 39 years going on 40. Mm. Samuel L. Jackson and his wife, married for 41 years. Mm. Doesn't that say something? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that say something? 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. Happily black married women and mental health. Let's talk about it. We're waiting for Mo Davis' husband, Rashad, to call in.
He's on.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm here. Hey. Yeah, you had to come behind Todd. All right. what's going on, fam?
How's it going, man? Great conversation you guys are having in there.
Yes. Go ahead and drop your two cents on the convo.
I enjoyed the last caller, the guy who called in, and he gave some great points. He was very political. You know, he said, it's not my what I believe. I'm just stating what's common fact. But what I didn't agree with was about the monogamy. I don't believe that, you know, monogamy is like wildly popular out there. Like everybody wants to be monogamous. I mean, they're cheating in and out of marriage. You know, but what Mo said, I really stand up on. I love the way you said that it's marriage is a kingdom business. People try to say that marriage is a business and take the love and the companionship and the godliness out of it, like it's just a business transaction. But I love what she said. It's the kingdom business. Like we're building purpose together. We're building an empire together. We standing, you know, having each other's back. That's the beauty of marriage. We're wired to love. And in a marriage, you know, I'm just mesmerized sometimes. I'm looking at her like, wow, you choose me every day, good, bad, and ugly. We're down for one another. And like she mentioned, we support each other in every aspect of our lives. We're doing business, ministry, family. We're doing it all. We're friends. You know, like once you get older and your circles start to get smaller, you don't have as many friends anymore. You really are, you know, you have a companion that's going to ride with you through it all. So a lot of times we see the bad examples of marriage, and that's what turns us off from it. But when you have good examples of what God created marriage to be, I mean, I believe if everybody really saw that for what it was, everybody would want to do it. But we just see so many bad examples of it in marriages that go bad, and it changes our opinions.
Oh, Mo, what you got to say to your husband right now on the radio? What you got to say to him on air?
Hey, boo. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, he really just piggybacked on everything that I mentioned earlier, which is what they see. You know, we are in, talking mental health, environmental conditioning, you know. So if you in your environment, if you're conditioned to see certain things, that's what you're going to believe. I told you what I saw in my environment. My husband came from very, very traditional environment. His mother and father together now, I think 50 something years. On top of that, they were really big on education. All of his siblings went to high school. Some have their PhDs. I mean, went to college. Some have their PhDs. My family dynamics, I told you, Gabby wrote, okay, in that same piece. But my mom instilled something in us, which was tenacity. My mother was a mother of four and doing what she could do. But I'm telling you, she made being a single woman look powerful. She made it look powerful. You know, as a younger person, I didn't dream of being married. I really didn't. But she made it look so powerful. She was doing it. She did everything, you know, with four kids by herself. And so, you know, she became an entrepreneur, and now she's living a beautiful life. She has a couple of really great businesses. But that was my role model. Like, that was what I saw. And so I would say it's what you see. If we put this and promote this more, if we have these conversations more, more people will desire to, like, oh, well, maybe I can try that out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to, because we only got 4 more minutes left, right? And this is going to have to be on the podcast.
Okay.
To be right, more uncut and uncensored. And you can stay on, Rashad. All right, so I want to go to everybody around the table and ask, what is the importance? How important is it to get marriage counseling?
I think that it is very important to get counseling. We didn't, but I think that we should have, because like we mentioned kind of off the air, counselors will mention stuff and bring up stuff that you won't as a couple, because you're so in love. You want to see the best parts of that person. You don't want to think about those hard conversations and think about, like, you know, the credit or how you would handle certain situations as far as, you know, when you hit a rough patch or what's a deal breaker in relationships. Counselors will bring that up. You won't think of that stuff until it happens. And then when it happens, you won't be prepared for it. So you may not make it. So I think that it's important. And if you can get it, go ahead and get the counseling. We didn't get it, but it would have helped.
Okay. DJ Rollum, the importance of marriage counseling. What do you think?
I think it's a necessity. Being married before, never had it. See the results. Now, it took me so long to get married in the first place. I knew that I wanted to have premarital counseling as a necessity before I say, will you marry me? So, and that's what I did. And it is very necessity in my particular life. It may not be a necessity for other folks, but it's definitely a necessity for me.
I want to ask one more question. We're running out of time here, but I have this one question I got to ask. Are any of you all raising or want to raise your kids to be husbands and or wives?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My son is here for that same reason. My son is here for that same reason, for him to be to hear these stories, to hear these testimonies and understand it's not just us saying the same thing about the healthy and the you know, what marriage is about. It's other people talking about it, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody's in agreement on that note. Last one. What do you all, I'm going to start with you, Jay. Okay. What do you want to say to your husband tonight?
Oh, hey, love you, babe. and I like this show that it has made me think of how much I appreciate him as a person, as a friend, as a companion, as a husband, as like my bestie and everything else. So I just want to tell you, thank you so much. Love you. I appreciate you being you.
All right. Mo Davis, what you got to say to Rashad?
Hey again, boo. So you are my kingdom mate. You are my purpose mate. And I'm so very blessed and I'm very just grateful to have you in my life. You know that my story is not my story without you. And so, I love you. Thank you. Just thank you.
Last but not least, DJ Roland, what you got to tell Tanya?
Tanya, I'm just glad you appreciate me, and I definitely appreciate you. And I love the kiss that we do every night before we go to bed.
Let's see. See, there is still hope. There is still hope. You just got to put the work in. People don't want to put the work in. You have some people that don't want to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's work. Yep. But remember, you choose to get married. So you got to deal. You got to deal whatever happens. But I really appreciate you all for coming on the Mental Space this evening to have this important conversation. And I'm glad that we did this conversation on Black Married Women and Mental Health, because we're about to go into March, which is Women's History Month, of course. So, Mo Davis, let the people know, how can they follow you?
All right, guys. So you can follow me on Instagram at The Monique Davis, T-H-E-M-O-N-I-Q-U-E Davis, D-A-V-I-S. And you can also follow my boutique, which is Shop Intentionally. I do want to shout out really quick Daughters of Destiny. That's my mentorship club for young ladies 13 to 30 years old. Please, please check it out. We love, love, love to have guest speakers in and anyone who just believes in the movement of raising up our young girls.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mo Davis. I love the reunion, by the way. This has been great. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Jay, let the people know how... Do you want people to follow you?
Oh, no, yes, yes, yes. Please follow me, please. Yes, it's Jay Honey, J-A-Y-E-H-U-N-N-I-E, on everything. You can Google me and everything will pop up. Also, I am the founder of the Women of House Music Collective. You can follow us on Instagram, Women of House Music Collective. And also, Divine Trilogy Weekend is a weekend in Miami that we're having.
Ooh.
It's going to be really, really nice. Some Ooh. Fashion, music, and community.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, DJ Roland from the Beat Break Morning Show.
As always, at DJ Roland, D-J-R-O-L-L-E-M on Instagram and Twitter, and DJ Roland Townsend on Facebook.
All right, and you can follow me at Sean Garvey ATL on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Sean Garvey. Of course, the Beat Break Morning Show podcast is everywhere, YouTube, SeanGarveyOnline.com. And on the Flow Television Network, shout out to Stephanie Starworth. You can check the Beat Break Morning Show everywhere on the internet. Just Google it, the Beat Break. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to my producer, Simone, for holding things down with me. And we do this each and every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Make sure to wake up to Rashad Ritchie in the morning from 7 to 10, followed by Wanderlyn Stokes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as I say at every show, on every show, at the end of every show, I say this in closing: don't make time for bad news. Make time for good news, and always keep a great mental space. Until the next time, cheers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.